to the Vikings, the Nordics, travelers, the adventurers, and the Icelandics. Welcome to another episode of a little vlog, a little podcast that is wholly and solely designed to make sure that you have a wedding that is just spectacular. And I don't mean keep up with the Joneses spectacular. I mean like hits you right there kind of spectacular. The kind of wedding that you walk away from and go, fuck. This is another episode of The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name is Josh Withers, and I'm in a terrible climate today. It's about 0 degrees, and I'm in Iceland. And this episode actually has nothing to do with Iceland. It has everything to do with capturing your wedding. In particular, it's very common to have a wedding photographer, or just a photographer. I wanted to just cover two things that have come up in conversations in the last few days about choosing a wedding photographer, because there's two common things that people get mixed up. One is that there's all kinds of photographers, you can choose any photographer. And the second one is like how to sort through them. Like there's literally thousands. There's people that are close to you geographically, people that are far away, people you like, you don't like, people that are expensive and cheap. So I just want to cover those two points off. Difference between wedding photographers and other photographers, and then how to choose one. The difference between wedding photographers and every other kind of photographer is really, really simple. The wedding photographer just gets the shot. That they're not hoping to get the shot. They don't need you to kiss again after the kiss because maybe they missed it. They just get the shot, which you think every photographer would do, but they're other photographers, they're landscape photographers, they're food photographers, whatever. They've got so much going on that capturing the moment and just getting it when it happens is not the priority to them. So that's the difference between wedding photographers and all the other photographers. But the other thing that I would like to talk to you about today is choosing a photographer. That's the thing that is so hard because there's a million photographers. Where do you go? There's all the Facebook groups. There's so many things. Like, you know, there's so many things that you can do to find a photographer. Directories, podcasts, vlogs, galleries, a million of them. Instagram, Facey, there's just all this stuff. How to weed them out. And my tip is it's gonna piss off photographers. But honestly, this is how you find a super talented photographer. Someone who actually cares about the fact you're getting married. Someone that cares about the meaning and the purpose of what's going on. And that is to have a look at a gallery. Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be the full wedding. I know some photographers don't like to share that. But look for photos of the ceremony. The ceremony is a really hard thing to photograph. Because when a wedding photographer turns up to a wedding, at the ceremony, they have no control over the time, the location, the direction, the lighting, furniture, people, kids, animals, mums, grandmas, Uncle Bill with his camera, videographers, the celebrant. They've got no control over any of it. And if you can find a photographer that can pull some meaningful, beautiful photos out of a wedding ceremony, they're a keeper. If you can find a wedding photographer that can pull some art out of a wedding ceremony, they're the kind of person that can also pull beautiful light out of the entire day. You see, any Joe Blow that's got a camera, watched a few YouTube videos, can position people in the right light at the right time to get a beautiful photo. I can't, I'm not that good. But anyone who identifies as a photographer, hopefully they can do. But to actually find someone that can see this real life, meaningful, personal event happening, and they can make something beautiful out of that, hire that person. So that's my tip. Hire a photographer who can shoot the ceremony well, because they've got no control over that. This has been The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married in Iceland. Sorry for the terrible location. I'll try and film somewhere nicer next time. If you're listening to this on the podcast, there's a vlog on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. If you're watching this, there's a podcast. It's The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married on whatever podcast app you want to listen to. And you can find all of the links at www.therebelsguide.com. No, that's not right at all. www.theribbles.guide. That's the website address. If there's things you'd like me to cover, send me an email. hello@therebels.guide. My name's Josh Withers. I'm a marriage celebrant, and I'm about to do a wedding in Iceland, so I've got to go. See ya.